It's going to be phenomenal, and there are going to be a record number of people watching. We've got Suncorp Stadium packed out, and we've got the great man Manny Pacquiao in town, taking off Jeff Horn, and Glenn Rushton, I should say, has been training Jeff. He joins us now. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, mate. We're very excited, but so are millions and millions of people.
Yes, it's a terrific event and great to see such a massive sporting event here in Brisbane, so and in Australia, of course. So this is a worldwide event and you can't get a bigger superstar than Manny Pacquiao down here. So it's very exciting.
You couldn't get a nicer bloke than Jeff Horn. Was he at all perturbed by the fact that Manny turned up 45 minutes late and was doing a lot of, apparently writing down pronunciations of names on his phone rather than texting?
Well, it was a little bit, I suppose, disconcerting. And, I think Jeff suggested he'd get a detention if he was in his class at school. but you can understand it. I think Dean Lonergan was also a little bit, taken aback. But we're very much, Jeff and I are trying to do all the right things here and, be very respectful all the way. And, strange to me to find it very weird when you got a guy there just texting away while everyone else is talking.
Yeah, the big wig, I suppose. There's a bit of arrogance. There's a bit of backing behind him. Tell me, mate, Jeff's preparation, the fitness, the focus, how's it all been?
It's been spot on. I mean, we're right on track. Everything has gone according to plan. We haven't missed a beat. I mean, there's always a little niggling things. You get the odd sniffling flu and a little hand injury or something through, but nothing major. I don't think we've ever gone through a preparation without some little niggling problem. But it's been a great run. Been very happy. He's the fittest he's ever been, so he's in terrific shape. His resting heart rate a couple of weeks ago was 47 47. That was a couple of weeks ago. It'd be even lower now. So he's in terrific shape.
The Pacquiao camp, interestingly, think that Jeff is vulnerable to an early knockout, and part of that is the aggressive style that we've seen from Jeff. Is there going to be a continuation of that, Glenn? Is it going to be even more aggressive?
It'll be aggressive, but Jeff's also a very smart boxer. He's not a fool. If you watch when Ricky Hatton fought Manny Pacquiao, he tried to just bully him too hard and too predictably too early, and of course Manny just clipped him, and Ricky Hatton was put down, and second round it was all over. But we're a lot smarter than that, I can assure you. We've certainly studied all of these fighters that have come before, and my job is to put a very wise head on very young, strong shoulders, and that's what I believe that I've done over the past 11 years, and I think we're going to see a very intelligent, aggressive, but very intelligent boxer in Jeff Horn.
So you've done a lot of analysis then of Manny Pacquiao. What's your greatest fear? The experience, the speed, the power? Where's the threat coming from Manny?
Well, we know he's incredibly fast, both with hand and leg. So he's very, very fast. He's very intense. He's an intense boxer. But since the Marquez knockdown, he's been a little bit more, I suppose, measured. He hasn't been quite the kamikaze that he once was. So, he's certainly a little bit more controlled these days. I think it must haunt him to some degree in the back of his brain, another repeat of that knockdown. So, we're certainly mindful of all of that, and we know his strengths, we know his weaknesses. We'll exploit those. We'll try to shut down his strengths, as Mayweather did very, very well. And, we believe, of course, Jeff's not Mayweather. He doesn't fight that way. Jeff's a very aggressive fighter. He's a hunter. But at the same time, he's not stupid.
Is there a danger? And I come from the world of cricket, and I think a lot of batsmen, young batsmen coming through, saw a Wasim Akram, a Curtly Ambrose, and there was a fear factor because you were all of a sudden up against them and you've idolised them and it can just restrict the performance a little bit. Is there a danger when Jeff takes on the might of Manny Pacquiao that could happen?
Yeah, Michael, I don't think so. I mean, obviously you were an opener, so you were taking it on right at its might as well.
Yeah.
First up out there, and I suppose one could say first up, is that going to be a concern in the opening rounds as for an opening batsman? But You know, the answer is no. We prepare very well physically, mentally, and at the end of the day, as I said to Jeff, he's just a man. He's just a man. He doesn't hit you with the right experience or a left legend or a record or anything like that.
You know? I like that.
And that's important. You've got to put it all into perspective and say, you know, he's older than me, he's shorter than me, you know, he's got two fists the same as I've got. Yeah, if you make a mistake, I mean, the thing that's so exciting about a boxing match is that it can all end in 1 second, a split second, just a bad decision. I suppose it's a bit like cricket. You know, you just look away for a split second, bang, and you're gone.
Yeah,
you know, it's all over.
It happened a lot.
Yeah, no, not to you, of course, but to others, you know, your friends. Yeah.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. It's certainly easy to do. So we've got to be. I have a saying on our mirror in the gym, and it's every second counts. Mm. And it's something that I'm very, very mindful of. And we try to stay very much in the moment. So when we're out there, we just stay right in the moment. We get in the zone. We manage the risk. We execute the plan. And I've got a very carefully crafted 10-point plan that I've put together, which is the crystallization of my hundreds of hours and possibly up to 1,000 or more hours of video analysis for this fight. So it's been an incredible in-depth study of Manny Pacquiao, and I believe that we've got the plan. So now it's just a matter of Jeff getting out there and executing that plan with precision.
The opponent's one thing, the venue is another. I presume that's going to work in favour of Jeff. Have you spoken about that? And have you also spoken about the time slot, which is a little bit strange, I guess, for us with the 11 a.m, but obviously it works into prime time Saturday night in the US.
Yeah, Jeff will be on about 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
in the afternoon. The main event is scheduled to start between 1:30 p.m. and 1:45 p.m. this Sunday. So, yes, it is an early start, but we're not on till then. And of course, that is so as it can go on ESPN live in the US. And I've been told that this... Bob Arum said this yesterday. He said that this is the most televised boxing event since Ali fought Leon Spinks back in 1978.
It's phenomenal,
half a century, virtually, the most televised boxing event. That's incredible. So this is a massive, massive event. Jeff has been to Suncorp many times. He was there for the last State of Origin. We recorded the noise there. We played that during sparring just to sort of get the feel of the roar of the crowd, because, you know, 50,000 plus people. I mean, they're over 48,000 yesterday morning. So, I mean, we don't have any doubt that this place, it'll be packed on the day. It'll be by far and above the, far bigger than the 38,000 that Azuma Nelson and Jeff Fenwick had back at Princess Park in 1992. Yeah. So it's going to be... This is a big crowd, but you know, we're ready for it psychologically. We're ready. We know what the roar is going to be like, and we're sort of prepared for all of that. And Jeff handles crowds very, very well. And as I always say when we're walking out, you know, let's go out and entertain. You know, we're living the dream, and there's no stage fright. It's quite the opposite. Mm. We walk out of there, Jeff and I, and we're just energized. You know, we're just ready to perform. And I've always said to Jeff, the first thing you've got to remember in boxing, you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Now let's entertain.
Great attitude.
It's an exciting sport.
And final one for me, America. It opens the door for him to fight in America, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, it's obviously it's the biggest market in boxing is America. We want to also build that here in Australia. We think that England now is, of course, going nuts. They filled Wembley Stadium recently over there with Anthony Joshua and Klitschko.
Yeah.
Over 90,000 people. You know, we love having events here in Australia. I would dearly like to run one down at Eddie Had Stadium there, and I believe we could fill that. We're talking about a possible rematch in November when Jeff wins this Sunday. And if that's the case in November, we certainly wouldn't want to have an outdoor stadium. So we'd be looking at somewhere like Etihad.
Yeah.
And I think this is terrific for boxing. It's an exhilarating sport. It's exciting. It shows that this event, you don't need to have a bad guy. You don't need to trash talk. We've got two good guys here. And certainly, I think that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. It's such a great sport.
Hey, Glenn, when you did that noise at Suncorp Stadium, it must have been in the first half or when they ran out, because the Blues pumped them that night and they got pretty quiet, the crowd.
Yeah, exactly right there, yeah. I hope he actually recorded that, as you say, in the first half. The second half was a little bit sobering, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But mind you, the next game wasn't too bad.
No, you're right about that. Righto, prediction.
prediction, I believe that we can win. Our intention with all of these fights, we get in front, we stay in front. So that's our plan. We'll get in front, we'll stay in front, and we'd like to certainly grind it out in the last. We'd be hoping for a KO in the last half of the fight. For me, a fairy tale ending would be if we could get a KO somewhere between round 7 and 12, I would be absolutely elated. No one then will say it was a lucky punch or whatever. I'll say which one of the 300, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ideally, we'd like to get a late KO. That, to me, would be the absolute fairy tale ending. To get a KO somewhere, you know, round 8, 9, 10, somewhere there would be fantastic. I would hope not to leave it to the last round, but, you know, we will be certainly pushing this very, very hard all the way and testing out every one of those 38 years that Manny Pacquiao has.
I think the whole country's thinking the same thing, Glenn. Great to have you on the program. On behalf of everyone here, wish Jeff all the very best. And let's hope the job is done against Manny Pacquiao on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the support, eh?
Yeah.
Good
no
on
problem.
You, Glenn. You've pumped us up more than we were.
Yeah.
There's Glenn Rushton. Bring it on.
$4.50, Jeff Horn. $1.20, Manny Pacquiao. If you think the decision and the points, $12 or KO or TKO from Horn, $7. Check out all those markets at tab.com.au.